Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, the hurdles faced by first-time homebuyers and does size matter when choosing a restaurant? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
As the housing market gains steam, it's leaving first-time homebuyers behind. Unemployment, student loan debt, and rising home prices are making it difficult for first-time homebuyers to get a mortgage. Difficult, but possible. June marks the peak of real estate season, and it's American Housing Month. Former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, now President and CEO of the American Bankers Association, says home ownership among young people has declined 15% since it peaked in 2005 for a number of reasons.
Young people, first-time home buyers, have, in many cases, a lot of student loan debt. And because of the soft economy, a lot of starting salaries are rather modest.
Banks want to lend to young people, but you do have to meet certain requirements.
First off, you have to have a job, you have to have assets, you have to have income. Secondly, credit scores are really important. Even to rent, you oftentimes will have the landlord look at your credit score.
When it comes to credit score, if you are above 700, you are in the market for a loan.
If it's below 700 because you're not paying your bills on time, fix it. On the other hand, if it's below 700 because you have too much debt, then pay down that debt before you take on additional debt, including home mortgage debt.
As we continue, does size matter when choosing a restaurant?
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with a simple choice for business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Smaller restaurant chains are gaining ground in a crucial area, as many customers once again are willing to spend extra for a better meal.
The biggie takeaway is that smaller restaurants are actually doing better than the big chains. Consumers are looking for quality now a bit more than good price as the economy continues to improve.
David Van Amberg of the American Customer Satisfaction Index notes that recent polling shows size no longer matters much when choosing where to dine.
Here again, even in sit-down restaurants, we're seeing the same phenomenon, where actually the smaller restaurants, either small chains or your individual local restaurant, they're definitely getting much higher marks.
Also noteworthy, says Van Amberg, pizza chains are doing well compared to other fast food franchises.
All four of the pizza chains, the biggest ones, Papa John's, Little Caesar, Domino's, and Pizza Hut, are beating every other big chain sandwich makers like Subway, Burger King, Wendy's, and so on.
Which is important because the survey also tells us that Americans dined out on average four times per week in 2013. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.